Dear friends, here let me give you some brief explanation of what the Apostle Paul is saying here. He has been defending the case that he is an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ and that the Lord had called him. But there are people who had come amongst these Corinthians who had convinced them and had taken some of them and manipulated their mind and thinking. And the Apostle Paul says, what kind of people are these people? In what ways did they ever suffer for Jesus Christ? Have they really laid down their lives for Jesus Christ? And then he goes on to explain about his sufferings. What he had suffered, he says, I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrews. I was in a place of prestige. Before I was converted, I was in a very high position of respect. But now, look at my life. I have suffered in all of these things. If I was to apply, I'm putting this in his mouth now. If he was to apply to be a missionary today, the Apostle Paul would fail the entrance exam. People would say, well, it seems that you have failed on all of these things. But here the Apostle Paul says, all of these things I have suffered for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not glorying in myself. I'm glorying in the fact that I am given my life for the Lord Jesus. And dear friends, there are lessons here. When we suffer, when there are things happening in our lives, we oftentimes are ready to express these things with people. We say to people about this thing and that thing and the other thing that are happening. But dear friends, there is nothing wrong to express the needs and express their troubles. There is nothing wrong with that. But the Christian doesn't stop there. It is not doom and gloom in the life of the Christian. Yes, we experience the troubles of life for the sake of the Lord Jesus, but we always say, but God. We should always say, but God is full of mercy. But God, in through His Son, Jesus Christ, has saved me. But all of these things that I suffer, I know where I am going. I have a home in heaven. But God will be still merciful. He still answers my prayers. He is still with me all the time. Even though I shed tears, even I have lost everything, even my loved ones have gone. But God, through Jesus Christ, is so gracious to me. The Christian expresses reality, but always with the hope and the assured hope, and he's rejoicing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, dear friends, let us humble ourselves. Let us humble ourselves when we experience the sad things in life, the realities of life. We don't put on plastic faces, or plastic smiles, I should say. We don't put on a mask on our faces to hide away the troubles. No. But, dear friends, we speak reality. Our rejoicing is in what Jesus Christ has done. This world is called, the Bible calls this world the veil of tears. The valley of tears, that's what this world is. But Christian is marching forward. We are not setting a camp in the veil of tears. We are moving forward because we are looking to Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith, and we are going to the celestial city. We are going to heaven itself. Heaven is our home, and not this world. And while we go on, we are praising our God. While we shed tears, we have this note, positive note, that all is well in Jesus Christ. Well, may the Lord then help us to not give a wrong tone to the world around us. But may we always say, but God is rich in His mercy towards us. But let us all pray.